Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Why are you such a big jerk?
Oh, and just like that, we are live. Everyone can see us. Hello, everyone.
Jazz hands.
Yeah. And I'm watching my my phone right now to see when we actually go live.
Is there a time lag?
There's definitely a time lag. And now I do that because we did. I don't know if you know this. Okay, we're live. But a couple weeks ago, we were never live.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we were live for us.
Oh, we're always live and in charge.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Oh, we got to get into this because I don't want to bury the lead. Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our... We should seriously start a podcast. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Scott.
And this is
Time
Pop.
We're getting better. We're getting synchronized, just like our menstruation cycles.
Exactly. That reminds me. I'll be right back.
Hey.
It's like we're sisters from...
Another mister.
Different decades.
Okay.
Today, we are talking about the hot new Netflix movie.
Fresh. Called... This is fresh off the fucking chopping block, right out of the oven and onto your plate.
Oh, we're going to put this slab of meat right on your plate. Time cut from the great year of our Lord, 2024, rated TV-14, 90 minutes on the dot.
Hey, happy Desmond. Desmond is happy when it's 90 minutes. This is like a week old, Desmond. This is like the most freshest thing we've done.
Yeah.
Released October 30th.
Oh, was it? This was very much like, check that. This movie would have been great in the background of a Halloween party.
Yeah, that's fair.
This movie would have been perfect for that. Don't you dare sit down and watch. No, I'm just kidding. I should say don't you dare.
What's the other film that's very similar to this that we did in the past year? The 80s, except you went to the 80s.
Oh yeah, that was the other
It was Netflix too, right? What was that called?
Yeah, what was that called?
We've seen so many time travel films. We don't know our ass from our elbow. That was called Time Killer? No.
Oh, just, I think it was just kill. Oh, killer, like the 80s. Killer. Well, dude, this is so killer.
What was the movie?
Totally Killer.
Totally Killer. Thank you. This is remnant of that. This is like young. This is Teeny Bopper, but that was like 20 something.
And that came out probably October 30th, 2023. So this might be a Netflix tradition.
And appealing to a younger market than probably us. We are not the target demographic for this film.
Because, this is rated TV-14. But, if you're a 10-year-old having a Halloween party and your parents aren't paying attention, this would be awesome.
All right, look, here's what happened for me. I got to talk about this. This movie made me feel so fucking old. It was so unique in that they're traveling from 2024 to 2003. And they make it like it's so retro. And it's fucking not. And so it's like, she's in 2003 and there's that moment she's walking in the hallways and she's looking at their fashion. And I'm like, is it that different? Like, what is so different? It's not like going from the 80s to the 60s, everyone's a hippie, or the 50s, everyone's wearing a dress and the guys have their hair slick. Like, it's 2003 to 2024 is minimally different. Now, granted, I have old biased eyes, but you could tell they're making that moment where she's like walking in the high school 21 years ago. It's like, oh my God. Like Marty McFly did in the 50s. And I'm like, I don't see what's going on. Are the crop tops just a little less cropped?
Well, it wasn't the tops. It was the jeans were lower.
Okay,
so
that isn't done anymore? This is my straight top.
The tops were like an old higher. Male. The jeans were lower. Yeah, the only difference was their pants were lower on their hips and they listened to music differently than we do today. Yeah,
the songs were different, but it's nowhere near like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s are so definably different. And that point, 20 years, you go from 85 to 65 and that's fucking different.
So I have like, a car. Yeah. I have a car from 2016. And when I want to listen to music through my telephone, I still have to select iPod on my car options.
Yeah.
So we're not just, that far off.
I feel like they were just stretching, like they're showing iPod, like a thick iPod. They showed that a Discman still existed and like some of the music. But besides that, it's not that different.
Like this movie, like I understand what they were going for. They were trying to make the sisters the same age when she traveled through time. But like if you had redone this movie 2006 to 1987, then it would have been like, yeah, whoa. Yeah.
She'd be like, what are these hairstyles? Like, I can't believe, you know.
Like, did the iPhone
the
come
sexism.
Out?
No, the what, iPhone hadn't come out yet.
Like what year did the iPhone?
I think it's 2005, but I'll check.
So 2006 would have been perfect. She could have still had an iPhone and then goes back to 1988 and it would have been perfect. But instead, yeah, 20. And this is, again, our old man bias where nothing has changed. Like we're in a
it's more minimal. I think we can all admit there's changes for sure. And music shows that more than anything else, like boy bands and like Britney Spears era shit. Sure. But like the fashions, like crop tops are still happen. And like jeans still can be tight sometimes. And they don't have the sparkle razzle dazzle on the back.
From 1988 to 2006, like we discovered new textiles that hadn't existed yet. So like there's like a whoa, what is this? And then now it's just like, you know, our technology has gotten to a point to where shirts are shirts and we're good on shirts.
Yeah. Like she was wearing a striped shirt. It would have been fine in any decade. And then when she's like, oh, what are you wearing? And like it was shirt and jeans. It was pretty standard. Would have been fine until would have been fine in the 80s, actually.
Like, I honestly expected instead of an 8-minute clothing montage, I expected her to just like loosen her belt and lower her pants and gone perfect.
Yeah.
Now you're hot.
Oh, man. I'm not going to say like this was not like an awful film by any means, but like there's some holes in it. There's some like very predictable stuff. There's like two or three surprise elements that were not surprises, at least for me.
I was surprised at the very, very end. I mean, I wasn't like, holy crap. I knew it was going to be somebody. We knew it wasn't going to be the guy.
Oh, I knew. No, I knew it was going to be him.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes. Well, this time machine they stumble upon, it came from somewhere. Like it's in the future. It's in now. Somebody set that up and they're talking about sonar. And it just made sense. This guy was like a physicist. And all these time travel films, it's always important that the person, the victim of time travel is a science major or their best friend is, or their teacher mentor is. You got to have your science person to go to.
You got it. Yeah. This starts with she's talking about, you know, I feel like a bright shining. I'm going to totally butcher this, but there's an opening monologue of bright shining stars, black holes, space time.
Oh yeah.
This movie was just so many missed opportunities.
Yes.
There is a fucking great slasher movie mixed with time travel in this. And they just decided to go for sisters from different decades falling in love with each other, which is a great story. Yeah. But you're already making a slasher. You got somebody with a scythe running around. Like, just, you know what? I would have been okay if this movie was 100 minutes long. I would have been just fine.
Now, they're dead. In this slasher film, get this. The killer wears a mask to cover their facial features and identity. I know you haven't seen this before.
It was crazy. And that person was played by a different actor, so we wouldn't be able to identify the person by their walk. Because the guy in the mask was a foot taller than Quinn.
I thought it was going to be Quinn. Spoilers, folks. I thought it was going to be Quinn, the future Quinn. I thought when Quinn got older, he worked for Sonar, and then he went back and did it.
Totally.
There's a lot left on the table, and we might not break this plot down in a linear fashion this time, folks, but I will. They stumble upon a time machine near the site of Cheetah, near the murder. It's just there. She uses
so real quick. Yeah. We won't go through the whole thing beat by beat. There's a bunch of murders in 2003.
Yeah,
not a bunch of murders. There's four murders in 2003. Uh-huh. They go unsolved. One of the kids who's murders, their parents have another child after she dies. They're visiting her, the site where she died, and then
she got accepted to NASA. Her parents are kind of dead inside.
Yeah, her parents are like super overprotective because their first daughter got murdered. And so now they're visiting where she died, and quote unquote little sister, the new kid, wanders off and oops, I found a time machine.
Right. And then she accidentally activates it. This is my new issue with time travel. You and I have clearly seen too many, and so I'm developing these like bitter old man things. I hate it now when it's so overstated you time travel and the person is so clueless for so long. You know, like how many hits over the head do you need? Hey, why do all the newspapers say it's a different date? Why is everybody dressed differently? Why do I not recognize anybody and all the cars are different? Like, how long does it take? Maybe because I'm a time travel buff. She touches the machine. She sees it says a different year. She presses it. And then she's like, where am I?
If you walked into a rundown building, got hit by a laser and then walked out of a brand new building.
Yes. Right. You and I would be the best person to time travel. We would know so quickly. We'd be like, oh, it happened. And we would just move on.
Well, we live in California. So we would immediately, after 2.5 minutes, we'd go, I haven't seen a Tesla. What year is that?
People are looking at each other and not on their phones, which is very strange.
Very strange. Everyone's wearing Uggs. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. That was the moment. They go down the Uggs like, oh, my God, it's the past. People are wearing Uggs. It made me feel fucking old and straight old white man as hell. So I'm like, do people not wear Uggs anymore? Yeah.
Scott, maybe looks, they don't. Scott looks down. Know. He's like, I'm wearing Uggs right now.
So, I mean, you see a machine that looks very advanced. It shows a different date and the current date. You press it, and now all of a sudden, these things are very different. Odds are, you time travel.
Yeah, you don't run back to school, so you're not late for class.
Yeah, it didn't take her too long. It took her like a little bit.
I mean, but it took her longer than walking out of the building where her fucking parents were supposed to be.
Yeah.
I did a movie
like a week or two ago where that movie where like that person just didn't get it for so long and they kept complaining to the person that used to be their spouse and like, but we're married still. And like, yeah. For like 30 minutes, like, come on.
I know.
You time traveled.
It's yeah, I know you time traveled. That's crazy. But also look around. Yeah. You time traveled.
Desmond, you and I need like a master class on like how to deal with being a time traveler. You traveled in time. Check the newspaper. Stop bothering people. You might change the space-time continuum. Just look at a newspaper. Watch the news. See what date it says.
Does your brand new cell phone not get any bars anywhere on the planet? You might be a time traveler.
If this has happened to you, call us.
Oh, that's our new bit. Instead of you might be a redneck, you might be a time traveler. If you walk out of your house and all of the cars are flying, you might be a time traveler.
Tell me you're a time traveler without telling me you're a time traveler. And you see someone in the 50s, but they're wearing a life vest. Like
if you're at a ski lodge and everyone's wearing neon pink, you might be a time traveler.
Having trouble adjusting? Don't worry. We're here for you.
Oh, my God.
You're only $19.99. You can take our masterclass.
I'm putting that on my blueprint. I'm putting you might be a time traveler. So, hey, everyone out there, that's my new bit.
Check the local fashions. Step two, read the newspaper. Step three, don't talk to anybody.
If your mom tries to come on to you.
I find it fascinating that this film and other films always reference Back to the Future for this new like meta reality of like time traveling, but being like, yeah, it doesn't work like you're in a DeLorean. And like now I could say we have safely seen maybe like 15 films that have referenced Back to the Future.
There are
other time travel films, but still, so for whatever reason, that is the quintessential.
It's Back to the Future, Terminator, and Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Those are
the future more than anybody.
Yeah, those are the three movies that exist in the world of time travel movies.
Yeah.
So, okay, instead of going through the plot the way they presented it, I want you to help me figure this out.
We can do a simple way.
In the original timeline, which we don't really see, what happens?
Quinn gets thrown in the water. He doesn't know how to swim. It's very traumatic. And these people kind of laughed or like helped make it happen. And then how I would like to believe it is he grew up in physics, ended up working for Sonar, made a time travel machine, went back to the past, and murdered the people involved.
So I had a hard time.
This film doesn't explain. This film never explains how this time travel machine got there.
Is he 15 years older? Like,
that's another good question. He does. I think he's supposed to seem older.
He looks a little weathered, but I wasn't sure if that was just so, like, instead of giving him a mustache, yeah, so we knew which one the bad one was, they just made him look a little haggard.
Yeah, and his hairstyle's a little different.
So in the real timeline, he travels back 15, 20 years. Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, this film, it's time travel science is not great. There's a lot of fucking missed shots. There's a lot of things left on the field, on the court. A lot of missed shots out there. Like we said.
No, because the reason she goes in that barn is because she sees a flash of light. So she's only 5 minutes behind him.
In the future.
Okay. I didn't. But so
he went back from the future.
I know that, but I didn't realize he went back 5 minutes before her. I was thinking he went back like 5 years before her. But no, he travels. So yeah,
you agree with me, right? He's probably the guy that created this because he's the physics student. He probably worked for Sonar and then he made this machine to go back and get his revenge.
I was picking up on that, but what I didn't realize was how quickly that happened. Because that's why when she goes in, the time machine is set to exactly that, because he just exactly set the time machine 5 minutes before she walked into that barn.
Right.
I was thinking, like I said, I wasn't even sure. Like, honestly, the first time I watched it last night, I was like, oh, he traveled back 5 days, because he doesn't look that much older. Like I said, I thought he was more haggard from being awake for 3 days going on this killing spree. So this has been his life's goal for 20 years is to build this time machine and go back and get.
That's a long time to hold a grudge.
That's a long time to hold a grudge, especially when you're a fucking.
In that world, in this, we're going to have to say it's in this first world, we're going to call it. There was no time traveler. No one comes back. In this world, it's like we described it. He gets almost drowned. He grows up, works for this company, creates a time machine, goes back and kills them and makes a second timeline. Because he kills them, this family grows up and it has another child, which is our protagonist. But this time travel machine exists even in this timeline, which now doesn't make sense.
So Lucy is our main protagonist. Summer is her sister that got killed. Quinn is the murderer. Emmy is the love interest. Ethan is the asshole.
So go with me on this logic. I think I'm right about this. I think this is a loophole. When he goes back, he's killing them in a different timeline, probably. And then let's say that's timeline two. But in timeline two, if they die, he doesn't grow up to make the time machine to get revenge on them. Maybe he does. Maybe he still got thrown in the water. But yeah, he still gets thrown in the water. But the guy from the other one comes in and kills them, but he doesn't.
You're right, because she almost should have grown up with an older sister that then disappeared.
No. So yeah, he's in timeline two. Timeline two, these kids are murdered. So young Quinn would never grow up to make his time machine. However, in this timeline, they lose their daughter. So the parents make a new daughter. She discovers the time machine and goes back. But this is timeline two. There wouldn't be a time machine. And we know they're separate timelines because they confront the guy from the Quinn from the other timeline, the Quinn from this timeline. Maybe that's timeline three now that the daughter that the protagonist goes back to. She rescues him. He never goes in the water. Timeline three Quinn never becomes timeline one Quinn. But even Quinn, the older Quinn later says, Quinn from timeline three is like, if I kill myself, that gets rid of you, right? He's like, no, that's not really how this works with other timelines.
Yeah. He's already done this enough. Sorry, I was going to see if they're...
And again, this film, does not explain the science. They don't explain the timelines. They don't explain how this was invented. And that's kind of important. Problem too, while we're on the science chat, it was like early on when she confronts her friend Quinn about like, I'm a time traveler, and he believes her pretty quickly. He's like, yeah, you can't change anything. Like just trying to save your sister will kill everybody and fuck up the space-time continuum. And then because he has a crush later on, he's like, we can change it. Fuck it. And then it goes from him trying to save the girl he's got a crush on to them saving everybody. Yeah, how could we not save them? And all that just goes bye-bye. And they totally change all the timelines. And then to make it worse, at the very end, she decides to live in a timeline that's not hers. And they're like, yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. It's fine. What a fucking clusterfuck.
That's right. Because, yeah, it has to be multiple timelines.
She's a person that doesn't exist at a time. Talk about paradox. Also, how does she apply to NASA in this new timeline? She doesn't exist. She has no records. She has no background. She has no parents. What does she tell? Are the parents adopting her? And what does she tell them as her backstory? There's no past. There's no trail of who, that she exists.
Yeah.
You cannot go to school. You cannot, unless you make up an amnesia story. I have problems with these details.
Oh my gosh.
So they went from, you can't change someone being murdered because it might destroy the timeline, create paradoxes, to rescuing all of them to fuck it. You don't even need to live in your own timeline.
This movie, this short 90-minute movie, wastes 25 minutes of them just going, no, okay.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Okay.
Like, again, you're making a time travel slasher movie. Like, let's have some fun with it. Like, she should have gone. I mean, I guess this is what all time travel movies do. They always make the time travel fuel hard to get and difficult, so you can't just bounce back and forth constantly.
However, it ended up being pretty easy for them.
Yeah. I mean, they knew where to get it. It's not quite like getting Pym particles, but like it would have been like, I feel like she should have gone back in time, immediately stopped the murder, went forward in time, realized that this life sucks. Her parents don't even know who she is. So now she's got to go back. I don't know.
The more we talk it out, I didn't hate this film. Which one do we not like? Was it Blood Punch? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this better than Blood Punch for sure. But the more we talk it out, you got to take it from it. It's a fun, easy, teen, campy slasher film. But like the time travel aspect is just not taken seriously.
Like the again, I don't know what they could have done with it, but they go through so much trouble introducing this turtle because turtles live forever. And so the same turtle can be in 2003 as in 2024 or 2000, whatever. And that's it. They just use it as a gag for her to fuck with the teacher. And the fact that the teacher doesn't do it. Yeah.
He's just like, are you a student here? No, but can I ask you this question? Like, I don't know. The teacher could have been a major person in the world. The dad works for this company at the beginning. Oh, come to Sonar. We're doing great things. Oh, is the dad cool stuff here? Is the dad involved? Does the dad know that he created this thing? But no, never gets mentioned again. It's just at the beginning. He mentioned that it's a company that exists. It's this generic nuclear company that makes time travel.
Here's something easy. She goes back in time because it seems like Quinn, because when she starts talking about time travel, Quinn gets all jittery. Like he's already working on the time machine, but he wouldn't start working on the time machine until after he gets thrown after Summer doesn't accept his advances and he gets thrown in the lake. That's what starts his passion for time travel. But we see him before both of those events and he's already getting kind of jittery. Like other people are talking about time travel and he's like, Oh wait, no, look over here. Yeah. Don't think about time travel. Cause that's what I'm going to use to get my revenge.
So they are trying to suggest that, but they just don't connect those dots for anybody.
And that's,
I'm
again,
guessing. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she should have gone back once to just after the murders, realize, and then maybe she fucks something up. She goes forward in time. Her parents never had her for some reason because of something she did. And then she realizes she's got to go back to fix the timeline. And then that's when she gets stuck in the conundrum of, well, I'm either going to save my sister or let everybody die so I can have the same future I have. Again, you have a time machine. Let's write a movie, people.
So she saves the sister. She gambles, and she should not exist, but she's from another timeline.
They could have had so much fun with her keep going back and fixing something or not fixing something or fixing something the wrong way. Because then it would make this ending make more sense, too, when she's like, okay, so I don't exist in the future, but I've kind of... Because she doesn't save two victims, and she creates a third.
Yeah.
What happens to that security guard's timeline?
Oh, yeah. It sets off a whole chain of events in that security guard's family's life that doesn't happen.
Like, there's two kids that are never born in your future that could have had parents.
And by the way, the slasher comes back and kills those people, but never killed the main bully. Was that Ethan that was the main bully?
Yeah.
He was never murdered. The main guy who did it does not get killed. But the girls who are laughing in the background, they do.
The one person that we all would have been like that's the one guy that could have remained dead after she saves everybody. Then the slasher still gets to eat. They're like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Let's talk about, so the main character, that there's like a big surprise reveal that she is gay.
Wait. At the end of the movie, the time machine goes with her.
Well, yeah, there's some issues. How does the time machine end up in both timelines?
It doesn't matter. The first time he time travels, she immediately walks into that barn and finds the time machine. At the end of the movie, when her and the killer...
I always thought it was in both places. The time machine's supposed to travel with you?
Because it landed in the fucking parking garage. It came with them to the parking garage at the end of the movie.
That's right. How did they end up in the parking garage?
Because that's where it
was. Oh, the same space?
The same space is where his house used to be in 2006.
That's a cool thing.
So that means at the beginning of the movie, the time machine should have gone with him back to 2006, and then there would have been nothing in the barn.
Yep.
Okay. Lesbians.
There's some fluff.
2006.
I got the feeling that was supposed to be a surprise, but it was really clear from the beginning. You see her like staring at her and them talking like they have a big emotional thing. And like, it was real clear. It was so clear that I doubted it. It was so clear that I was like, oh, well, they wouldn't keep just being this obvious if that was going to be a surprise. And then it was. It's like, she gets in her older hand. It's like, she's gay. And it was like,
I think
it was so clear.
I think the misdirect was supposed to be, again, I'm with you. I was like, oh, they're lovers.
They're lovers.
But I think the misdirect was supposed to be that she got Ethan, like the her girlfriend and her were fighting over the same man. And Summer was like, fuck you, Emmy. Ethan's
I never
man.
Took it that way. The way
neither
that
they did I
care. They talked about feelings and like, don't talk to me. And you made your choice. And she looked at her and wanted to save her. It was like clear. And then when they do it, the movie was treating it like this was a surprise thing. And it wasn't. It was cool that moment again for the retro thing. And she was like, oh, in the future, like gay marriage is there. It'll get better. I was like, oh man.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger president? No, it gets much worse. Hey, everybody, in case you're not here live, it's election day. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Let's just talk about time travel. It's needed more than ever. Whatever that means for anybody.
Yeah, totally. Take your
A lot of people pick. Are going to be very happy and very upset no matter how this fucking turns out today.
Half of the population is going to be furious tomorrow.
Yeah.
And just remember that, people, if you win, there's a lot of people that lost.
Sometimes when you win, you really lose. Sometimes when you lose, you really win. Sometimes when you win or lose, you tie.
Everybody, be kind. Be kind.
There it is. Rewind. There you go. So the surprise of Quinn made sense to me. I thought it was Quinn from the future. Why would there be a time machine? It was clearly built for someone else to travel in time. So the murderer was from the future. It just seemed real clear to me that it was Quinn. It seemed real clear that she was gay. There were no surprises. The technology was not explained. There's no significance of the dad, the time travel, that being exciting. And then they could have shown the girl going to her future and like doesn't exist and the power of that. And then seeing her choose to go, what do I do now? and then choosing, that would have felt more powerful than her just popping up and then be like, what are you doing? And she's like, I love you guys. And as they're walking away, oh yeah, I don't exist in the future. Like, that's a powerful moment to see you don't exist anymore.
I just realized, I got the movie on in the background. I just realized this movie made a very powerful statement. Security guards don't matter. Because when they go in the new timeline that Lucy creates, the security guard at the mall gets killed and the security guard at Sonar gets killed.
Oh, yeah.
So two security guards that weren't supposed to die, and everyone goes, eh.
they think they're very dispensable.
Everyone, security guard lives matter.
Yeah.
they're people, too.
Yeah.
Be kind. Rewind. And the sister decide, the older sister, we'll just call her the older sister. That's an argument for later in the movie. She decides that she's going to do the right thing and die so that her little sister can survive. And then right before she can die, the little sister, or Quinn hits Quinn with a Bronco. And then
how did they time that so well? That was like their plan, right? But it seemed like the girl was going to sacrifice herself. But then
I don't think it was timed. I think Lucy just knew where she'd be and crashed.
I mean, yeah.
Killer Quinn's party.
Oh, the other thing that gave it away, sorry, that Quinn was the murderer. In the mall, originally, the murderer sees them. And then once he sees Quinn and her, backs away. That was kind of the icing on the cake for me.
Oh.
It's like, it's not her.
Okay, yeah. I'm seeing the reveal of Killer Quinn right now. And I want to look at him and just...
Although, now that doesn't make sense because he says even if he kills younger him, that doesn't mess him up.
Yeah, and he knows that. Like, how many times has he done this? That he knows that the space-time continuum will not...
Also, okay, when future him is there and he's like, she rejected me, how come they're not like, dude, she was gay, it's not personal. He'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That feels better, thanks.
Yeah.
She's gay. When she said she could never see herself being with me. Yeah, because she's gay. No one happens to tell him that. He'd be like, oh, not that it's his business. You're allowed to reject someone. Like, they even say it, like, you can't reject someone and you have to murder them? Like,
well, Scott, it's 2006, so she just hasn't met the right guy. this is not a choice. This is, okay, I'm looking. Yeah, okay, I see how they, quote unquote, aged Quinn. They could have done a much better job aging Quinn.
Yeah.
Because again, he looks like he's just been, like I said, he looks like he's just haggard and tired for, I think they should have just given him a mustache.
So the more we talk it out, I even like it. It's very like watchable.
Is it still better than Blood Punch? I don't think so. Blood Punch, like I said, the killing, Blood Punch has a special place in my heart because of the whole montage of killing instead of dying. To try to get out of the time
but
loop.
I would, and this is where, you know, we have a weird rubric of, I would watch this film again more easily than I would watch Blood Punch again. But Blood Punch is better at time travel. Although, no, I don't know. It was like Native American burial ground. I don't know. We got to go back to some winners here on the show. We've been trying to do new stuff lately, you know, and when you do a time travel podcast, you've exhausted all of your opportunities. By the way, I forget I'm live here in video and Desmond's left the room. All right, folks, here's the deal. Desmond's got a bladder like a sieve. So what this means is he's probably peeing right now. So if we want to play a joke on him, you could kind of write in right now. We could, I could get into a different podcast talk. And when he gets back, he'll be really confused and then kind of try to gaslight him or make him think that this is about something else. I could leave right now and then he would get back and I wouldn't be here. And then you'd be like, what the hell? There's a lot of ways. This is live. So there's a lot of exciting ways to sabotage this. He's back. Everybody, cool. We're just talking about time travel. Nothing weird. Desmond won't know what happened until he watches this later.
Well, when that happens, I time travel. So it's instantaneous, right?
That's exciting.
my bladder. Ooh, my bladder is a time machine. Every time I pee, for as long as I'm urinating, I'm going back in time.
You're peeing something you drank in the past. Your bladder's 2 days behind.
So it's just pure Dr. Pepper coming out of my penis.
Hey, we just got our PG-13 rating.
Oh, it's PG-13.
Yeah, which means that I can show my butt.
Fuck! I get one.
Yeah, you get one.
I get one. As long as I'm not talking about sex.
We can show butt or boobs if it's quick.
F-bomb. Yeah, you're right, Scott. Like we've been kind of like hemming and hawing about doing some older bad time travel movies, but like at least like now time travel is just so in the zeitgeist and people just accept it. They could just tell, like, this is just a story about two sisters from different decades learning to love each other. And
yeah,
and they used a time machine to tell that story. And I want a movie where they're like, what do we even do? It's time travel. Like, how do we convince the audience that it's actually time travel?
Yeah.
We're going to watch Luke Skywalker travel through time very soon, people.
So yeah, this is unique. There is a premise we haven't seen, and it's like two daughters that never met, two sisters. And then this is an opportunity for them to be the same age and to be friends and sisters. So that's, let's give it that. Let's give it something.
Maybe at the end of the movie, when they time travel together, they become one beautiful daughter. Oh.
And I thought there was a thing with her and Quinn, with the sister and Quinn, but that, I guess, never becomes a thing. Could have been like, everybody gets it. I mean, you don't need to do it, put on a bow on it.
Yeah.
Well, they're just good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear what's, I was kind of hoping that I missed something and I was going to look at some reviews and go like, oh, okay. Okay. But most people kind of have the same opinion that we have.
Oh.
No, just no. Full on ick vibes. Pay the screenwriters more, please. This is getting ridiculous. There's no great movies anymore.
Wow. This movie could have been written by AI. You know what I mean? Like, if they went into AI and said, write me a script, the sisters meeting in time travel, it doesn't have any great personal thing.
Which I wouldn't put that past anybody, but especially Netflix banging out a time travel movie every October.
Yeah.
Because this is, I missed this one earlier. Shameless ripoff of Totally Killer.
Oh,
only,
yeah.
Only humorless and boring and unwatchable.
Okay.
Where was the one? One of the worst movies I have seen in a very long time. The writing is lazy, unrealistic, and contradictory.
Yeah.
And as someone who was in my late teens in 2003, I can say that they did not make the behavior, language, or fashion accurate at all. Just a huge waste of time.
Okay.
All right, let's hear some different opinions. Harmless, unchallenging, and watchable. Puts an interesting spin on time travel shenanigans, and the third act generates some genuine emotional jeopardy. It's really not about the time travel or paradoxes, but young women finding their place in the world. Thank you, Ben S. You nailed it.
Ben S.
The time travel and slasher part is fine. The moral of the story is fine. Put the two together in this way is not fine. One is terribly offensive to the other. Acting and totally being content with not having parents anymore due to the changed timeline destroys any realism that would highlight the moral of the story. Making the most of the moment, which is really, and this is another thing too, like, you know, like I said, using time travel to tell the story you really want to tell in an interesting way. I can kind of see that, but I do feel like you have to play with it. But like something like this is like, I have a therapist, people. I pay him way too much money. Scott is going to be a therapist soon. I don't need a movie to tell me to stay in the moment. I pay someone to help me stay in the moment. So, it's not your job, Netflix. I get it. Be now.
So deep.
Oh, and the Butterfinger. I don't know what.
They don't stop making Butterfingers, did they?
No, because she loves them in the future. Yeah. But like, again, it's kind of like the turtle. I understand Butterfinger gave you some money, so you have to put a Butterfinger in the movie.
Oh.
But
they were discontinued.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, no, wait. Butterfinger BBs. That's something else. But our Butterfinger's being discontinued. Fans clamor for the return after Butterfinger confirmed they were discontinued. Nearly two decades. Oh, it's really a thing.
Okay.
This is like the fashion, right? By the way, when people ask me, like, we just had Halloween and they say, what candy do you like the best? What do you like the least? I was like, Butterfingers are the worst. Like, they're so flaky and whatever. So, like, just like fashion, I'm like, oh, those were discontinued?
Okay, you want to bring something back, people? Fuck the Butterfinger. I want my peanut butter Twix. I will build a time machine to get some fucking peanut butter Twix.
Whatchamacallit is back. Whatchamacallit was my jam, but I wouldn't mind bringing back the McDLT.
That's right. This is technically our Halloween. We're late on our Halloween slasher movie, so we can go deep on this. The most important question.
Chunky.
Candy corn, yay or nay?
Dude, my kids went trick-or-treating. Not one candy corn this Halloween. Did you get?
No, because it's...
Interesting.
It's terrible.
Well, as a kid, I fucking loved them. As an adult, what? I realized later on they were really bad for you. They're pure sugar. I didn't know that as a kid, but I sure did like them.
That's why you liked them.
Now I couldn't eat that. It'd be like a fucking sugar bomb. Oh, so Chunky got discontinued too. We're going into a totally different podcast right now.
That's all right. Do you know what the new chews? I can't even think of it.
Oh, Marathon.
No, what are they? This is going to bug me.
Nestle Alpine White. Astro Pops. Those are discontinued. Wonka Bar.
High Chews. When did High Chews become...
Oh, yeah.
The candy of, like, I don't hate them, but, like, those are, like, you say Hi Chew at an elementary school, and it's on, motherfucker.
Wait, they discontinued Skittles?
No. Maybe a certain
kind. Yeah, a certain kind. I think it was, like, poisonous, and they had to make a new recipe or something. Or Skittles smoothie. That's what they're, whatever. We should get back to time travel.
I better get my, speaking of therapy, there's a restaurant right across the street where I get my post-therapy peanut butter cup milkshake, and they were out of peanut butter cups last time I was there. And it's
so you fill up all those missing feelings. You fill it all up with chocolate and ice cream
and peanut butter. Yes, that's what I do. That's what I do. So I'm trying again. I think this was a good story. I just so many missed time travel elements. Everyone out there, we really need your help right now to like tell us what to watch. There's so much out there, and we're gonna get to them. Like, we want to know what you want us to talk about, what you've seen recently that we haven't talked about. Obviously, we've hit a lot of high water marks, but like something that we've missed to this point. Most likely it's on our list, but we have a very, very big list. I went to IMDb today just to be like, okay, what am I missing? Sort it out. There are over 1,000 movies in the time travel genre on IMDb. So we need you out there.
They're not all good.
To help even... And they don't have to be. And I guess this was fun to watch. Again, I will always be happy for a well-made movie. I like a well-made movie. This movie is well-made. They didn't tell the story I wanted to hear. This is a time travel podcast. This is another one that, like, you know, you take out the slasher element, which would have been easy. Like, this could have been a teens getting murdered movie without being a slasher flick. And this is a Hallmark movie again, you know. It's the movie ends with two sisters sitting on a swing watching a sunset. That's a fucking Hallmark movie.
Is this better than Omniloop? No, it's not, is it?
I don't think so.
No.
Are you trying to figure out what time it is?
I think I know what time it is for me. I'm going to go with, it's 4:30 for me. It's better than Blood Punch, but not as good as Manadu. So it fits right in that slot. Not as good as Omniloop either, I guess. So 4:30, my friends.
I gotta get back at it. We've got in the habit of looking at our ratings. I wanna,
yeah,
it's helpful. Yeah, well, I don't like it because then it forces me into, like, you. It forces you into a half hour mark you have to hit because you know it's better than, you know, when you're just kind of off the cuff. Sometimes you'll put something above something. I think that makes for an interesting look back at our list of like, oh yeah, I must have been having a good day that day because I put this above that movie and there's no way I would do this. 4:59.
Okay, see, our menstruation cycles are coming together. We're getting closer. Sometimes I'll do like 4 and you'll do 9
because this is because I definitely like Blood Punch more, and I know that there's something else that deserves the 5. Oh, what did I give? I gave 57 seconds 5 o'clock.
57 seconds. Which one is that? Is that the one with the guy from Hunger Games?
I think so. That's the one. Was that the one with the ring?
Yeah. Yeah, I gave that 6. Okay. I feel good about this.
Okay. And again, Pete, I'm going to keep saying it again to keep us honest because I really want to do it. We're going to do kind of sooner than later. If at the latest, it'll be our end of the year wrap up. where we do our worst 10. And you can't just look at your time, Scott, and just pick,
because we did tons of seasons where we didn't do time. So it's, I think this is gonna be a really fun episode.
It's gonna be really hard for me because I'm gonna start with probably a list of 30 movies that I just don't remember. So I'm like, well, that couldn't have been that good.
But the really bad ones you remember though.
Totally. I say that to a lot of people. They're like, what do you think about this movie? And I said, well, I don't remember hating it, so it must be watchable. Like I will, a really bad movie will stick out to me. Everyone out there, when I've probably said this on the podcast before, but I'm trying to rate movies. I use this to find movies on streaming. I use this app called Real Good. And you can also, I'm trying to just so I remember what I fucking watched, I'm trying to mark movies on there. And there's three ratings. Didn't like it, liked it, and loved it. Mm. A like it means I watched it and I didn't hate it. Like I have, most of my movies are alike, because I'm like, if that came on again, I'd probably let it play in the background and that's fine. Like I think out of like 100 movies, I think I've disliked 2 of them. And all that means is I won't watch it again. It might even mean it was fine the first time, but I'll never watch it again. And on that same thing, I don't love very many movies either, because I'm like, I'd watch it again, but whatever. I'm an easy target, people. So when you give me a time cut and I'm not happy, you really shit the bed. What are we going to do? I know we'll talk about it more, but we've got a couple minutes here. What do you know what you want to do next? I was kind of looking at some that we've been putting off but now I'm like,
is the list on the bottom? So that when I was looking up the horror films, that Korean one sounded pretty, the trailer at least looked interesting. There's like a bunch of like there's like 2 Hollywood time travel films that we've never done. There's the one about like the battleship that's like at Pearl Harbor and comes to present day, or vice versa. There's the one with Ben Kingsley and Ed Burns where they go back to fight dinosaurs.
We still haven't done Ark, which I remember liking.
Okay.
Ark is kind of high. Ark and Time Trap.
Oh, yeah. We never did Time Trap.
No.
Okay.
Which is another, we could stick with our Netflix run. We could do Ark or Time Trap and stay on Netflix.
Yeah.
Or again, we could go way back and do the Mark Hamill one.
Oh, wow. Is that Time Rider? No, it's something else, right? So Time Rider is another bad time travel movie. The Adventures of Lyle Swan. Fred Ward is cruising through the Mexican desert when he stumbles into a time travel experiment and finds himself transported to the Old West. With a motorcycle. So that's special.
There's a Belushi one too.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
That looks like a terrible movie, but I've heard people talk about it a little bit and it seems like it's interesting time travel. Like,
oh, Time Runner. That's the Mark Hamill one.
That's the Mark Hamill one.
Ooh, that's a double feature. I feel like Time Runner and Time Rider. That's like a you, me, and Liam meet up and do that one. That, that movie marathon. Then you and I do 2 episodes.
What's the Belushi one called? That's going
to
drive
21st Century Soldier, who's unwittingly transported to 92 and teams up with a scientist to prevent an alien race from getting advantage in a future war. Oh, God, it's got Terminator written all over it.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, there's a short list, people. If any of those movies are like, oh, my God, I can't believe they haven't talked about that. I want to hear him talk about that. Email us at timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. And tell us which one of those movies we should hit next. Otherwise, Scott and I will have a nice little text chain going on. I think my other computer just died.
Oh.
I may have. It woke
this
back
is happening
up.
Live, folks. Anything could happen.
Thankfully, I'm on the new computer because the old one.
Shit the bed.
Is on its last leg. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I'm Scott Lifton. See you in the other timeline.
We should seriously start a podcast.
We should bring our time travel machine with us, but then forget to do it for a scene.
Totally. Totally. Just we're going to time travel and then we're going to tell a cheeky story about you in improv class.
Another list, we can do top coolest time travel devices.
Oh,
that'd be fun. That would be, you'd have to like rewatch some of these films.
Another thing that's on our list of things we need to do, do some rewatches so we can get those movies officially rated. And yeah.
We need a good movie next. I think we need a win before we get to Mark Hamilltown.
I think so too. I feel like it would be interesting, but I think you're right. We need a win. Yeah, we need a win.
Let's look up good time travel films.
All right, Scott. Have a great day. I'm going to go to therapy.
All right, you're going to need it. You should make your therapy for 2 days from now.
Actually, it was yesterday, but I'm not going to miss it.
Fair.
There you go. Love you, Scott.
Love you too. Bye.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com. We'll be right back.